reward and punishment. And it shall come to pass, if you indeed heed my commandments which I command you this day, to love the Lord your God, and to serve him with all your heart and with all your soul, that I will provide rain for your land in its season, the early and the late rain, that you may gather in your corn and your wine and your oil. And I will give grass in your field for your cattle, and you shall eat and be satisfied. Take heed to yourselves, lest your heart be deceived, and you turn aside and serve other gods and worship them, and the anger of the Lord be kindled against you, and he shut up the heaven, that there be no rain, and that the land not yield its fruit, and you perish quickly from the good land which the Lord gives you. Therefore, set these words of mine on your heart and soul, and you shall bind them for a sign upon your hand, and they shall be to fill in between your eyes. And you shall teach them to your children, talking of them when you sit in your house, and when you walk by the way, and when you lie down, and when you rise up. And you shall write them upon the doorposts of your house, and upon your gates, that your days may be multiplied, and the days of your children upon the land which the Lord swore to give to your fathers, as the days of the heavens upon the earth. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to the children of Israel, and bid them that they make them a tzitzit upon the corners of their garments throughout their generations, and that they put upon the tzitzit of each corner a cord of blue. And it shall be to you for a tzitzit, that you may look upon it, and remember all the commandments of the Lord, and do them. And that you not explore after your own heart and your own eyes, after which you go astray, that you may remember and do all my commandments, and be holy to your God. I am the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt to be your God. I am the Lord your God. You have been the help of our fathers from long ago, a shield and saviour to their children after them in every generation. Your habitation is the heights of the universe. Your judgments and your righteousness reach to the furthest ends of the earth. Happy is the man who attends to your commandments and lays up your Torah and your word in his heart. True, you are indeed the first, and you are the last, and beside you we have no king, redeemer, and saviour. Who is like you, O Lord, among the mighty? Who is like you, glorious in holiness, awesome in praises, doing wonders? Rock of Israel, arise to the help of Israel, and deliver according to your promise, Judah and Israel. Our Redeemer, the Lord of hosts is his name, the Holy One of Israel. Blessed are you, O Lord, who redeems Israel.